like show business.
I'm John DeSanto.
And I'm Wayne Miller.
This is It's Movie Time.
It is.
We've got Dave Franco, younger.
Yeah, his directorial debut for the film, The Rental. Yes.
Wait a minute now, we're thinking of renting a place.
Well,
is this a caution?
How many times over the years have we gone on vacation with a number of friends? Because we always have drama. Family getting together and renting a place, you know, that they're unused to. There's always drama involved. And I tell you, John, this had drama. What I enjoyed about this, found out certain things as the movie went along that we didn't know. And it's some twists, some curveballs.
The incremental exposition is very nicely done, particularly for a first-time director.
Yes.
He does spread out that info.
And some may find it a little maybe slow. Do we really care about these four yuppies? You know, two brothers and their significant others.
Right.
And the one significant other is a work partner of the main star of the movie that people would recognize, especially Downton Abbey fans, is Dan Stevens.
Yeah.
And then Alison Brie, his wife. Yes.
Right.
Whereas the other couple isn't married. Drama ensues. But what really heightened it for me was the use of the music.
You know, it was good.
Just and a great cinematography of this beautiful place that they had.
Classic horror film stuff. Just beautiful, wide open spaces so anything could come in and terrorize them.
And a bit of the film Deliverance twist. A redneck renting the place makes a remark because of the Middle Eastern ancestry of the one woman.
Right, a little bit of racism here.
Yes, low-key, even though that he set up as, you know, a possible bad guy.
For aficionados of the thriller, chiller, horror, this is satisfactory.
Yes.
Because it has all the tropes. He doesn't try to break really new ground with this.
Right. And anybody, because I went back and looked at several of the trailers for the film, I found that it gave away some of the plots. Anybody who watches the trailers is going to know.
Oh, I hate that.
It's a thriller.
Oh.
Near the end, some gruesome scenes will just give that enough away. But there are some twists in here that, to me, what ramps up is not so much what I know is going to be coming up later, and that's going to be
you
know, some sadistic murders and stuff, but the interplay between the characters, to me, that was nearly as chilling and suspenseful as anything that a typical movie of chiller genre.
You bet. I think the stalker in this movie is actually the relationship between Charlie.
Good.
That's really what's underneath this.
Yes.
And that strikes home for anybody who's had the dynamic of a group of people who are together and people who professionally work together, and the biggest no-no is for them to get involved.
Yep.
So therefore, yes, I agree. It kind of slowly, you get the idea. Even, in fact, the first shot is the two of them by the computer.
At first, I'm thinking, oh, that's one of the couples.
Right. They're married.
It's Charlie and his work partner, who is his brother's girlfriend.
I wonder if Franco ever had this problem with his brother.
Well, could be. I was so much younger than my brothers. I never had to worry about the much older women that they dated.
Now, the slow part, and I agree with you, it's not slow. It's just quietly menacing. To me, maybe a little bit too much of the standard horror ending.
That is the one thing that kind of influenced the final grade that I'm going to give to this film.
Yeah.
Because you're absolutely right. A character that you could almost find with Freddy Krueger or with Michael Myers in the Halloween movies.
Yes, I was perfectly happy with Taylor. He was the brother of the owner.
Yeah.
And he was the one who was helping them. But he's surly.
A racist, and also trying to, awkward way, be attractive to the two women.
Well, Wayne Miller, the movie is The Rental.
Near the end, it started playing Too Much to Type, and so I'm going to give it a strong B.
Well, then let me give it a B+. It may give you pause when you go online and look at your Airbnb rental.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSanto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.